Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This past Monday, I had the pleasure of spending time with our beloved sisters in Mishawaka, the Sisters of St. Francis of Perpetual Adoration. They had just returned from a pilgrimage to Canada to visit the Oratory of St. Joseph. This massive church, a dream of St. André Bessette, a dream people could come to St. Joseph and ask for his prayers at this particular shrine. They shared during lunch the graces they received, the many intentions they brought to St. Joseph to bring to our Lord, but they said again and again, they kept meeting these incredible people. One was a refugee from the Middle East, flying from persecution for being a Christian. Many were just people in the town, and they kept on being drawn to the sisters' joy. If you've met sisters, spent any time with them, they are so incredible. The joy is utterly contagious. And to quote, they asked the sisters again and again, "Sister, what's your vibe? You have an aura about you." And the sisters responded, "Grace, I guess." But the sisters, this joy they have, and they can't help but radiate. It's grace, yes, but it's a special grace of them living out their vocation. A sister is a bride of Christ, and they are called to embody the church. Just what it is to be a church is kind of a confusing thing to understand. When we encounter a sister, it becomes incarnate. A mystery becomes in your face of what that is. Again, today we celebrate the great solemnity of St. John Lateran, the church whose patrons are St. John the Evangelist and St. John the Baptist. These two patrons of the church, it is the church where Pope Leo has his seat, effectively the church of the world. We celebrate this church not only because it's a building, because it's the seat of the Catholic Church where Pope Leo's seat is. And it helps open up for us what a church is. It's not just a building you come to sing songs. Not even just a building you come to pray. In the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, there was effectively only one church. The Jews would gather together in synagogues to read the scripture, hear sermons, sing, pray. But it wasn't a church. The only church was the temple in Jerusalem. And what was specific about the temple is that where the presence of God remained. And also, it's where they offered sacrifice to God. That is what a church is. We come into truly the presence of God and offer sacrifice to God. In our gospel, Jesus says, his body is the true temple, the true church. He is the presence of God. The Jews were angry, like, "How dare you come into the temple, ruin it? This is where the presence of God, don't you know?" And you can almost imagine Jesus grinning, a little smirk. "I do know. This is where the presence of God is. I am the presence of God." and Jesus goes to offer the sacrifice of God. Jesus is adamant his sacrifice on the cross must be in Jerusalem, because that's where sacrifice happens. Later on, after the resurrection, Jesus unites his body, the church, to the body, the church. St. Paul says, Christ is the head, we are the body. St. Joan of Arc famously said, as it goes between Christ and his church, there's no difference, and we shouldn't complicate the matter. That the Catholic Church is the body of Christ, and Christ is its head, and truly we are one. And we shouldn't complicate the matter. That the St. John Lateran Church is an image, a symbol of the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church throughout the world is the body. It's universal. Right now, today, in Honduras, our medical mission team just landed, and they're going to go to Mass this weekend the exact same way we do. That over the whole world, Christ's church is present, and they offer the same holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world. So much so that when we come into the physical buildings of the church, we have loads of temples, St. John Lateran being the first, but our cathedral, St. Vincent de Paul, Immaculate Conception in Honduras, are all temples, all churches, where truly the presence of God resides in every tabernacle, in every church throughout the world. We offer the same sacrifice in every altar, in every Catholic church throughout the world. We have the temple of God, the very presence and sacrifice that God has given us. And lastly, we have all these temples, all these churches, Jesus Christ himself, the Catholic Church, the buildings of the church itself. But the church God has given us also is our very souls. St. Paul says, do you not know that you are temples of the living God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? We have the presence of God within us, the Holy Spirit, but also the Father and the Son, by our baptism, live inside of us everywhere we go. Along with that, within our souls, we offer sacrifice to God. We don't come to Mass empty-handed. We come ready to offer a sacrifice, our sufferings of this week, our joys, our prayers, our entire hearts we bring to offer God in the sacrifice of the Mass. Our own hearts are truly a temple where God lives. And lastly, the beauty, the zeal for the house of the Lord that consumes us is the beauty of every temple of God. The beauty of Jesus Christ, that everything that is beautiful in the world is so because it reflects him and because he has adorned it so. The beauty of the Catholic Church, morally speaking, it is the number one charity organization in the world. It started the hospital and university system. Yes, it has had many sinners. But just as the Judases don't take away from Christ, neither did those sinners take away from beauty from the Catholic Church. Historically, it was Jesus Christ's idea. But mystically, the Catholic Church is the bride of Christ and is one with Jesus. And she is beautiful. These churches here in the St. Vincent's, our cathedral, the Oratory of St. Mary Magdalene, are beautiful, and they must be so because they are the signs of what it is to be the bride and body of Christ. But lastly, every soul is the temple of God. God lives inside of us, and we are called to be a bride of Christ. Every sister embodies that. Pray for the church, for Pope Leo, for all throughout the world, especially our sister parish in Honduras this week. Pray for the Catholic Church, she might be purified and become the bride of Christ. Pray for every soul that she might become who they are, a temple of God. But in a special way, pray for sisters. Pray for more of them. The Catholic Church is not possible to be healthy without more of